Hello!
Hello there, honey!
Welcome to the podcast!
Yes! Welcome! What are you doing?
Trying to get settled.
You weren't ready?
I'm ready. Just not comfortable. I think I pulled a muscle coughing.
Well, so much for functional training then, huh?
Well, I don't functional train in my chest.
Oh.
But anyhow, I'll squeak through. I'll make it.
Yeah, hopefully you can talk through a podcast. If not, you probably need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I can. I'm just situating my pillows just right.
Good. Well, we got a lot to talk about.
We do. What should we start with?
Well, do you want to talk about New York real estate since we're just watching that?
Well, I didn't watch a whole lot of it.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Is it over?
No.
I mean, we can talk about it. I watched up until about 10 minutes ago.
No, let's not.
Okay.
Well, what else can we talk about?
Well, there was some shows.
Should we talk about Below Deck? Did you watch that?
I did.
Okay. Well, what'd you think?
I think it's a little better. I'm looking at my notes. I have The Guests Are Pigs. It's the baseball player and his friends. And the wife kept saying he's in such good shape because they have sex. And this and this and this because of sex. And it's like, how dumb are you? Anyway.
Well, doesn't everybody have sex? You're not special.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, you talk about it with your friends at dinner. Come on. What did you think about it?
Well, all of the notes I have are about the rape scene.
Yeah, was that for real?
Well, I don't think she would say that if it wasn't real. You think she would say that for fake?
I don't know, because she was drunk, and then she was like...
Yeah, but didn't you see when they got sober?
Yeah. It was a weird story. Like, it didn't make that much sense to me. Like, so she got drunk and then had sex with a guy and didn't want to?
I think she got drunk and got raped. And she said she always blamed herself, like, you should have never been that drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that happens.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. She didn't tell the story well. I don't know. Are they just...
You can't understand her accent?
Well, that too. And she was drunk when she started it. Like, don't say that. And it was like, what did he say? Okay, yeah.
That's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Well, I mean, it's more of the Jack and the other one's laziness.
Yeah.
More chef drama. More dumb third stew with her phone and not answering Hannah.
Yeah.
June.
Yeah.
I mean.
She was asleep, right?
No, she takes her thing out of her ear.
Oh, that was the week before.
She just takes it out, and then she's got her phone, and so she's on her phone, and she doesn't have her earbud in.
I want one of those.
Doesn't hear. Why? So I can call you?
I just want to put a thing in my ear.
Why?
Because I think it'd be cool.
Huh. Okay, well, you should just put one. Say, Lindsay, Gwen. Gwen, come in, Lindsay.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I watched Watch What Happens Live after the show, And the nerdy one and June and the captain were on.
Really?
Yeah. And
Colin, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And Captain Sandy said the least productive person was that Travis guy, and she wouldn't want him back on her ship again.
Even more than,
well, I guess Jack? The other one was more likable, maybe.
Because Travis was doing a lot in the kitchen.
Well, and she was.
I'm shocked
that her and him and Hannah got together.
Who said that? The captain?
Captain Sandy.
Oh. Well, she got pissed at him because she was trying to get help with the flood and he was just
drinking his beer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened on this episode, didn't it?
So, yeah. And I think you just give her one excuse and you're on her shit list and you don't get off.
Huh.
Just like Conrad. She gave Hannah a slot, a pass, but.
Yeah. She loves Joao.
Boy, does she. She let him drive the boat.
Yeah. That doesn't seem safe.
I know, right? Well. Here, you come and park this baby.
Yeah. Should we talk about Southern Charm?
Yeah, that one was better.
So, they're in Colorado.
Still
in Colorado in the two houses. And they have to go back and forth on the ice deck.
Yeah. Maybe want to be cold, though.
Yeah. But Madison. I'm saying they're lucky she's on this season.
Yeah. Because I think they thought Eliza was going to be the shit stirrer.
No.
All she did was sleep on the couch.
I know. And they said how annoying her boyfriend was.
Yeah. He was. He went in there like, oh, y'all slept together? And then the first thing he says when they come in the kitchen, so y'all slept together?
Yeah.
Like, what a little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Madison.
Yeah. So, poor little Austin can't handle that beast of a girl, Madison. And Shep, I think that since he does stand up to her, that's why she boxed. Like, what's the word? Gawks at him? That, I don't know. That's why
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Like, because she's not used to a man standing up to her. Because she can just crush anybody. So when Shep stands up to her, she's like all guns blazing.
I think it's the opposite. Shep's not used to a girl standing up to him. And that's why he goes after her and calls her white trash and everything else.
Well, that's probably true, too. But
she's not going to let Shep have his way.
Yeah, but does she realize how stupid she sounds when she says, y'all are influencing Austin? Why does she want to be with somebody like that?
Well, exactly. If Shep and Craig are in charge of Austin, then I would be 100 miles away.
Right. I don't think that's Shep's fault. That's Austin's fault.
Right. But she's saying, you know, I think they didn't say it in so many words, but Austin wants to go party all night with them and bar hopping every night of the week instead of being with her. And they make him do it. Like, they make him feel bad if he doesn't go. They make him feel bad if he leaves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but you're right. He should be his own man.
Yeah.
But when you've got the friend saying, oh, she's white trash, stay with us, you know, have fun with us.
I still think that's Austin's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
But it's Shep's fault that he calls her white trash.
Well, yeah. But the big reveal is Shep gave that other one. What's her
Danny.
Name? Danny.
Danny. I love that.
It's for sure true.
Well, yeah. Who would make that up?
Yeah. Why would Shep make that up?
And why would Danny have the reaction she did?
Yeah. It's not true.
But Madison had a good point. Danny's the one that threw her under the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
with the texting and the phone stuff.
Yeah.
So about, it's like,
yeah, she like messaged her friend, messaged somebody on Instagram for her.
Yeah. And so she's, and so she told Shep and Craig, and then they told Austin.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of sneaky crap is that, Danny?
Yeah, true. And she said, why don't you go outside and smoke some more? And Catherine was like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, give me a cigarette.
Yeah.
She is so blah.
Catherine?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a lot better when she was on drugs.
I know, and it's a good thing she has on a pretty coat, because other than that.
But she looks really pretty in her little confessional.
Yeah, she does. Somebody styled her.
Yeah.
But I loved her pink fur coat. And then the second coat she had on, I liked that one too.
Yeah, she looked very snow bunny.
Yeah. And I mean, compared to the other ones, like, what did Chelsea have on? Her hunting vest?
All I can see is that her eyebrows are like McDonald's arches.
Yes. yeah. But besides the chlamydia, they were in that hot springs. That seemed so awesome. I want to go there.
Yeah. We've never been to Colorado.
I never have. Not even one inch into Colorado.
Nope. Not even anything like it, like Utah or.
Well, I've been to Wyoming.
Oh, well, I've never. You didn't take me on that trip, so I've never. Well, I've been to New Mexico.
Yeah, you went skiing.
I don't even remember that.
Why? Like,
I don't know. I think I have something wrong with my memory.
Are you getting dementia? Like, I know I did
it. Well, I know I did it, and I know, like, I know I did it, but I can't, like, remember anything of it.
Huh. Well, it was just one day of skiing, and then y'all were in that hot-ass gym.
I do remember that.
People passing out like flies all around.
I do remember that.
And then we had to take that girl to the ER.
Yeah. So let's talk about Southern Charm New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans.
So John has an art show.
Oh, yeah.
And he does his, like, visual piece or his acting piece with the art.
Yeah, like a skit.
Yeah.
Representing the art.
Yeah. Racial struggles in New Orleans, basically.
Yeah.
But the art is amazing. I could have done without the skit, but.
Yeah.
Because the acting wasn't very good. But.
sorry for the coughing.
Yeah, you could be sick on the podcast.
Well, then we'll have to hang up.
But yeah, the art is amazing. He's like, he can. If you can paint someone's face, you're a real artist.
I know. And it's abstract, yet it's not. I love that.
Yeah. And it's very, very big canvases, too.
Yeah. Big art. Go big.
Yeah. And he was wearing a lime green turtleneck.
And not just a turtleneck, but like a nylon pantyhose fabric turtleneck.
Yeah. Like an 80s workout outfit.
Yes,
but he's a cool
showed
dude.
Every muscle.
Yeah, and he's cut.
Oh yeah.
Well, his definitely. Bio says he's an artist slash athlete.
Yeah.
So whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever that is. I think he played football in college, but I don't know.
Well, so what else happened? Reagan's upset because John had Friendsgiving and didn't invite her, and now she has no friends.
Yeah, and Tamika said, you're not my friend. And then the other one, who's everybody's friend, what's her
name? Rachel.
Rachel is everybody's friend, is her caption.
Yeah.
She had a little one-on-one with her, and they like, okay, we're going to be friends, everything's good, whatever. And then they go to this function for John, and she sits down, Rachel does, and talks to Reese, the
baby
dumb
daddy.
Fiance, yeah. And she comes over and says, is everything okay? Are you okay? I would have taken offense to that too.
Yeah.
Reese is like, what do you mean? What do you think's happening here?
She said, is this a positive conversation?
Yeah, but she said, "Are you okay?" to Reese. Yeah. Like she was attacking him or something or being mean.
Yeah.
So she let her have it.
And he's
and
a grown,
I think that was perfect.
He's supposed to be a grown man.
Who, Reese? No. He's a frat boy that just going with the flow.
Well, I think he's grown.
Well, he's 28 or something like that.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
Yeah. He's repulsive.
Yeah, he's immature. He's a mama's boy. I just don't even get. She wants the money. He must be a billionaire, I guess.
Well, we saw the ring.
Yeah. So she tried to get it with the football player, and that turned out to be a lot of work. So
yeah,
she found
he was drunk.
Yeah, he's a drunk.
And he looks creepy.
Yeah, he's got issues. He's a psycho. He's a underneath psycho.
Yeah, it's waiting to happen.
Yeah. So, and then all the underlying undertones about being a black man, and, you know, and a cop's going to stop you, and being a black man in New Orleans, and being, I mean, this is the second show that's going on with this, especially with Tamika's stepson.
Well, I have something to say.
Okay.
Everyone in New Orleans is also black.
Yeah, and every cop is crooked as heck. So whether you black or white, it don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crime. I mean, it's money. It's not that.
Well, so New Orleans is, I wouldn't say a safe city. It's a crime city. So
it's a crime city because the cops are criminals too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
don't live in a crime city and expect not to have crime.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they live in Covington, which is like living in South Lake as opposed to Dallas. So, oh. I mean, maybe that's not how they grew up. Granted, they were probably in the city, but, you know, telling the son, you need to, you know, be careful. You can't do what your friends tell you to do, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I guess that's true and that's good advice, but they need to stop.
Well,
I need to see more drama with other stuff.
Yeah. We want to see Tamika beat up Reagan more.
I want to see her beat up Squidward because Squidward squished herself in there.
Yes.
And she said, "I'm just going to sit here and not say anything." And then what did she say? "Okay, well, y'all need to understand." I thought Tamika was going to pounce on
Yeah.
her. I was hoping she would.
Yeah. She was in the wrong there for sure.
Yeah. And she's an annoying little toot.
Yeah, and she was like, "Tamika, why are you being the counselor? Why do you have to be here? Why are you being the counselor?"
Yeah, I'd be like, "Go away. Go
away."
I wish
she would say, "You're not even really our friend."
She's a ninny. That's what she is. She's an annoying little ninny. Ninny, 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 like that.
But I wish Tamika would say, "You're not even our friend."
Yeah, nobody likes you, Squidward. Because not even Justin.
Yeah, we're friends with Justin. You're just here.
It's so funny that his mom has the same hair as
her. Yeah, she's prettier, but she does look the same as her.
The same color and everything.
I know. Do you think he notices that?
I don't know. That orange, blondish something. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Well, anything else? What did the preview show us?
I don't remember. See, that one's on Sunday night. That's the farthest one away.
I know.
It's good, though. I think, is the previews the wedding? No, they're going to a spa. They're going to Destin.
Oh, yeah, they're going on a trip.
Why would you go to Destin in the winter? Because they just had Thanksgiving. I guess just to have something
they
to do.
They should go to Colorado.
Well, really? See, New York is still on the low budget. They're kind of working their way
up. You mean
New
Orleans?
Yeah. They're not like the Beverly Hills Housewives that can go to Mumbai and
that's like
the Chateau. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not work the Shaws. Their way up. Not the Shaws yet.
Yeah, they got to work their way up. Dallas, the first year they went to Austin. Second year they went to Colorado. Maybe this year they'll do something bigger.
I saw this. This is like an old tweet, but it was like this girl was like looking good. And she like posted a picture on Instagram. It was like, she looks season 10. I might have said that already, but it was like, yeah, she's looking season 10.
No, I never heard that before. I like that.
I just drew a picture on my notes, side note, of Squidward, and then I turned the page, and my last page I had a picture of Squidward.
And you're not even an artist. Why are you doodling pictures?
Because Squidward's an easy picture to draw.
Yeah, it's just a nose and it's some squiggly hair.
Yeah, and the eyes that only open halfway.
I don't know what it is, but either her nose is so big and her eyes bug out so much, or both, but her glasses don't go all the way up.
Yeah.
You know, like I wear my glasses down so I can see over the rims because I, you know, I need to do that. That's how hers fit.
Yeah, she doesn't have a face for glasses.
I know. It's like the glasses, her nose won't let the glasses get close enough to her eyes. I don't know. It's that weird.
Really unfortunate.
I know.
Huh. Well, what other shows were there besides The Bachelorette?
Let's see. I have Below Deck, Southern Charm, New Orleans. Well, we had the final reunion of the Beverly Hills, but it was more of Camille bashing everybody. Everybody telling Camille she's crazy. And basically that's it. I saw Heather McDonald did a Barbie. Lisa Rinna's like, oh, I think you need a hug, Camille. And it's like,
yeah,
that's so fake. Camille don't need a hug.
Yeah.
That's all scripted. She walks off the set taking off her dress. And I mean, literally, like, Heather's Barbie is naked. That's how Camille was in the hall. It's like, come on, people.
Why did she have to take off her dress?
Because she was trying to get the mic off.
Oh.
I think. But so I don't think I watched to the end, but this is the last one.
How many was that? This has literally been a 6-month season.
I know, because New York is over. New York started before, after that.
Yeah.
They have just drug this out. And I don't know if it has anything to do with Vanderpump, but.
Yeah, it's the finale. Like, it'll never come back or something.
I don't know. They said Lisa's not coming back.
Huh.
But I heard Brandy Glanville.
Yeah.
Bashing Vanderpump because they had approached her to come back on the show, and Lisa told them that if she came back on the show, there was no way that she would consider going back.
Why?
Because she hates Brandy.
Why?
Because Brandy called her out for doing the stuff to what's her name? Adrian,
yeah.
Adrian Malouf. And Kyle. She had Brandy put magazines that were saying Mauricio was having an affair in her suitcase, and then told Brandy to take the magazines out once they got to the hotel or wherever they were going. And so Brandy said, well, Lisa's the one that made me do that. And Lisa said, that's not true. So Brandy said she's definitely the instigator for anybody who would just follow along. Like she said, she was stupid enough at first. She thought Lisa was her friend and Lisa was just using her. So she said that's what her little dog trainers did when she had them sick Dorit, Teddy against Dorit. So anyway, she called her out and she's been saying that all season. And so she said she was going to get a chance to get back on. And she said, you know, I'm a single mom. I could use that money. And she said, Vanderpump said no. So I thought that was interesting.
It seems like, why would Lisa care so much?
Exactly. That's just vindictive. It's evil, actually.
You don't cross.
Maybe she felt like to keep the show entertaining so they could stay on the air.
I don't know, but anything's got to be better than what they got now. Brandy was interesting.
Yeah. What's her name? Denise is the worst add-on they've ever had.
I don't know. I think Teddy's worse than Denise. At least Denise has a good-looking husband. I don't know.
No. Denise is the most boring.
So Teddy, is Teddy. There's a tie.
I don't know. Teddy can get into some interesting drama, though, and, like, argue.
I guess so. This season, especially. But, yeah, so I watched a little bit of that, but it was the same old. It's just they need to rethink it. I don't know. Ready for OC, though. That starts next week.
Yes. Well, shall we talk about The Bachelorette?
Oh, finally!
So, spoiler alert, everyone. Hannah picks Jed. I win!
I said that since day one.
I feel like I should scroll back in the notes because I remember writing down specifically who I thought would be the top four at one point. Do you remember that?
What did you say?
I said at one point I specifically wrote down who I thought would be the top four.
Yeah. You wrote... Okay.
I wrote...
Tyler?
Tyler, awkward guy, Jed. Dang it.
Who's and awkward Luke guy?
I don't know.
It's not Peter the pilot. Maybe it was Garrett.
I don't know. Man, too bad. But we've been saying Jed for a while now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So she picks Jed. And we all find out that Jed has a girlfriend. You know, we all found that out together while the show was airing. So after it was already filmed. So she'd already picked him. They fall in love, you know, the whole deal. And so she, of course, picks him. They do the final rose. And then she finds out the same time we find out, after she's already picked him, in People magazine that he has a girlfriend. And so the magazine article basically says, like, he told her he'll be back for her. He's going to amp up his music career, and then he'll be back for this girl, this home girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so Hannah says, well, tell me about it. And he's like, we weren't really dating. I met her through, you know, a friend or something. We weren't really dating. And then, you know, her mom and dad paid for us to go to the Bahamas. And so then we went on that trip, and then we went on another trip, and she goes
you went on a trip.
Yeah. And we were just hanging out, you know, here and there. And then, like, one time I was, like, really drunk and I told her I loved her. And then, yeah, and then, I mean, and then Hannah goes, did you say it again after that one time? And he was like, yeah, but we weren't really dating.
Well, I think that's where he should have come clean. Like, he should have said, yeah, I had dated her. I came on the show for my career. And then I fell in love with you.
Yeah. Which I did.
And I think that's really what happened.
Yeah.
You know, he came in and he said, I just can't do this with the cameras. I mean, I thought that was very honest. I've never heard anybody say that before.
Yeah. And she was like, why not?
Yeah. Just forget about that, Jed. But here's the thing. I think people are too hard on him. I mean, she knew she was going to pick Jed. And she slept with Peter 4 times. You don't call that a cheater?
Yeah.
I call that a cheater.
But she was the Bachelorette.
Well, you're not. You don't have to sleep with people.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, not one anything I've read on Twitter or anything has mentioned that.
Not one iota.
Not one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she, I mean, she's being treated like the poor scorned woman.
Yeah, and Peter's a saint.
Oh, yes.
And I want, let it be known, if Peter is the bachelor, I will have to boycott.
You said that about Hannah.
Yeah, but yeah, I did.
But it was really a good season.
It was, but, I think, the best season of Bachelorette in a long time.
A long time. But Peter is too Boy Scout. I mean, he's like Greg Brady. He's just no, Peter Brady. He's Peter Brady, the middle one.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Here's the story. Of a man named Peter.
Ben Higgins, because Ben Higgins looked like Peter Brady too.
Well, Ben Higgins has a little bit more something than him.
I don't know. I didn't like Ben at all. It's just so, I don't know.
Well,
so I don't know who's going to be the bachelor. Tyler?
Yeah, so then we go on the after the rose, and she gets to talk to Jed, and Jed apologizes again, and she says, my feelings have changed. So
okay, wait. I got to ask you one thing. Did you notice that his broccoli head was gone?
Yeah, he got a new haircut.
It looked much better.
But I still don't think he's very attractive.
But the broccoli's gone. I mean, it's not a broccoli head anymore.
Yeah.
It's more balanced.
Yeah. I still think his skull is shaped like a broccoli, but his his hair was less broccoli. But
yeah.
He comes out and says sorry.
And nobody claps or nothing. That's terrible.
I know.
And Chris Harrison, it's like, come on, Chris.
Yeah.
He annoys me.
Yeah. So he says sorry. She says her feelings have changed. She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
She really did.
Hannah, you're such a strong woman.
Yeah. And so then on the after the rose, Tyler comes out, you know, after she got broken up with, and he started his proposal, and then she had to stop the proposal, which is always so awkward.
He wasn't ready for that.
No. No.
He dodged a big bullet.
He's going far. He's going very far. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He says, you know, they come on the after the rose, and she's like, well, do you want to get a drink with me? Like, go on a date?
I'm a single woman, and you're single.
And she's like, keeps laughing the whole time.
Yeah, she's too nerdy for him. And he's too young. He might be 25, but he has not... He's not 25. I mean, he's younger than that. He's still like a college senior.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the president of the fraternity.
That's right. And he's calling, what is it, Connor's big bro?
Yes, that's his little bro. The president of KA.
Yeah. So I think Tyler or Mike's going to be the bachelor. They better not pick Peter. But Peter's the only one that's not been around. Mike is going to be in paradise.
And give them your prediction with Tyler.
I don't know. What did I say?
He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes! That, I mean, come on. That is perfect. If Grocery Store Joe can do it.
Well, how many times have they talked about his dancing?
Oh, yes. I mean, his intro. Yeah, his intro showed him dancing with his construction boots on. I mean,
yeah,
I think that would be great.
So thrilled if Mike was the Bachelor and Tyler was on Dancing with the Stars.
That would be so great. And I know. I am genius. I forgot about my genius prediction.
And we never saw Peter again.
Yeah, Peter's singing his song around the table with his family.
Happily
ever after.
Yeah. But I think from a politically correct 2019 ABC broadcasting network show TV channel, they have got to have a Black Bachelor. And
if they want to keep with the trend of picking people that go to the final, you know, not just some random person, they have got to pick Mike. When are they?
I mean,
who?
Yeah.
Who else?
Who better? They've never had a better opportunity.
Exactly. And they have to if they want to keep their equality.
If they have a house full of mostly Black women, that's going to be crazy.
I don't think
they've
never had
that before.
No, I don't think they will, though.
I don't know. It would be interesting to see. And yeah, that would be a really different show. I think they need to do it.
They need to. For this day and age?
Yeah.
They need to. And again, they have had no other opportunities.
No. And I mean, they've had the Black Bachelorette. And then she picked a white guy. Which, I mean,
but
I haven't heard much about them.
They broke up. He's going to be on Paradise.
Really?
His name's Derek. He's the Derek they keep talking about. But her picked
a
white guy.
No. She just had her bachelorette party. They somebody was talking about it. Maybe it was on Twitter.
Maybe it wasn't him then. The guy Derek on there is from her season though.
Okay. I don't know. All of
her
them kind of start to look the same.
Her picking a white guy doesn't make any difference to ABC. Them picking a Black Bachelorette.
Right,
because
that's not on them.
Right.
That's on her.
So them, they need to pick a Black Bachelor. And it doesn't matter who he picks. They could do half white girls, half Black girls. Doesn't matter.
You know what? And yeah, all different kinds. Asians, Hispanics.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been predominantly very white, except for that Havana girl and Bibiana.
She's on in Paradise too. God, she's so
nothing.
Know.
That Havana girl is so annoying.
I think Kaylin is so annoying.
I think
she's... the previews of her like just sucking on her fingernail looking at somebody.
No, I think she's
like,
so
who
ugly.
Does that? Yeah.
I hate to say the U word, but she's ugly.
Well, I mean, she's not anything special. I mean, she's a girl.
Well, she was Miss Something, Alabama.
I know. She beat Hannah.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
I think so. And the best part about Paradise is that they all look so ugly.
Because they're like hot.
They're like stranded on an island.
And no air conditioning.
Might as well call it Gilligan's Island.
Yes. They're all sweaty. They try to put on makeup and it's just not working.
Yeah, the eyeliner's like smeared.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. That starts Monday, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going back to back, people.
Woohoo! I can't wait to see your critiques.
I know. It's going to get ratchet because Bachelor in Paradise is ratchet. So.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more going on every second, not like Bachelor.
So. If The Bachelor in Paradise goes, you know, a couple weeks, it doesn't last as long as The Bachelorette.
No, I think it lasts through August, like Labor Day, I think it's done.
So then from there, we're going to have Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, like in January, or like February, we'll have.
It's usually January. Remember when it was Wanuary?
Oh, yeah. But I feel like last time it was Valentine's Day.
Because it was Colton. I don't remember.
Well, they're not going to overlap Dancing with the Stars and The Bachelor, are they?
No. But Dancing with the Stars should be over. We went to see Dancing with the Stars live in February.
Well, and Dancing with the Stars is on in October because they always do Halloween. And that's when I got my appendix out and they were doing What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah, so it's over. I think Dancing with the Stars is over around the holidays.
Okay.
Then after the holidays starts Bachelor again. They got this down.
Yeah.
It's a schedule.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get to see Tyler. Well, maybe. What if Peter gets on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I don't care. There'll be other people there.
Who was the first one? It was Farmer. It was the Farmer guy. Remember him? And then Nick was on.
Yeah.
They did all of them. Oh, yeah. Tyler's going. Tyler's going to be on it.
Yep.
I'm a genius.
If I do say so myself.
Yep. That would be great. So, anyway. Well, I feel kind of bad for Hannah. Yeah, she went through all of it and she got nothing.
No boyfriend. Maybe Luke P will take her back.
Oh, yeah, because he was in love with her. He was going to just take her despite her flaws.
Yeah, despite her
nonsense. He was gonna have her back no matter what she did.
Bonehead mistake.
And I'll pray over you.
Yeah. Well, I have some other news.
Oh, good.
Stassi is engaged to Bo.
I saw that. What a ring. What the heck does Bo do?
I think he's on Vanderpump Rules.
Gee whiz. What do they pay these people? And they all bought new houses.
Yeah.
All like in the same street.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if Stassi did. Katie and Schwartz.
Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. Tom and Ariana and Jax and Courtney. Brittany. Or Brittany. What's her name?
Brittany.
Yeah. Those three for sure. And Sheena bought a house in Palm Springs.
No, in Marina Del Rey.
No, that's where she's renting her apartment. She bought a house in Palm Springs. Because I looked it up.
I always remember that because the only thing I know about Marina Del Rey is the George Strait song.
Sing us a little bit.
In Marina Del Rey. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't know the rest either. Okay, well, I'm going to see George Strait in concert. Maybe he'll play it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have, unless you have something else. This is a short little podcast.
Well, we didn't have a lot of shows. The reunions are terrible.
Yeah, true.
Let me think. Did we have anything special over the weekend?
And we had to watch two nights of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, it took two nights. What was the first night? The first night was when it was between Jed and Tyler.
And they met her parents. And they look very Alabama.
Well, of course they do.
But she doesn't look Alabama.
Are they married?
Well, I don't know.
I thought when they did her intro and Chris Harrison went to her house and was like looking in her room and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She still lived with her mom. And then they went and met up with the dad somewhere else.
Maybe they are divorced.
I don't know. That was a whole weird little thing anyway. Actually dumb. But I don't know. What does Hannah do now? What do you do when you're the ex-bachelorette and you didn't get a man? Has that ever happened before?
Where they end up with no one?
Where the bachelorette ends up with no one?
I don't think so.
The bachelorette always gets a man. A lot of times the man doesn't get the girl.
I don't know.
Huh. So now what do we do with Hannah?
I don't know.
Do we send her to paradise?
Guess she has to start a podcast and line or something. I don't know.
Or do we put her on Dancing with the Stars?
I wouldn't mind that.
That would be interesting. Her versus Tyler. You know, like Nick Lachey versus his wife when they did that.
Oh, yeah. That caused a lot of drama.
Yeah.
I think she would put me in charge. She would be entertaining on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. She would look good in the outfits.
Yeah.
Who could be her partner? Keo.
Okay.
Yeah. And who would be Tyler's partner?
Sharna.
Oh, God. Sharna would eat him.
She'd whip his little butt around the floor.
Oh, yeah. Sharna would love him.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Cheryl, too.
Oh, no. Cheryl's too boring. I think he would be good with any of the blondes. Whitney, Lindsay, Emma.
Yeah. Whitney's too short. Maybe Emma. That would be good.
Yeah, and she'd be talking with her British accent.
She talks like the one from Below Deck.
She's like, come over here, Twyla.
Stop flexing and pick me up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Husband is really little compared to you.
Yeah. Remember when she was with the black guy? The football player?
Oh, yeah. I think he was in love with her. And she.
I think he was.
And she was with the little weasel.
Uh-huh. He must. He's Rashad. Yes. Rashad.
Sharna was with some black athlete guy, too, that was in love with her. Remember?
Yeah.
And we were like, they're for sure hooking up.
We're so smart.
I don't remember who it was.
I don't know. I hope Sharna comes back. I know Cheryl's going to be back because the interview I saw with, they were talking about The Bachelor, and it was Melissa Rycroft and Cheryl. For some reason, I don't know why the two of them were together, but Melissa Rycroft was saying, you know, I'm tired of watching 23-year-olds on The Bachelor. She said, I guess I'm getting old.
Well, but I don't think that Sharna will be back because she is the judge.
She's a judge.
Dancing with the Stars Australia.
And then PETA's not there anymore.
Oh, I don't even know who PETA is. She's been long gone. Yeah. I don't think I was watching it whenever she was on.
But we'll still have Val and what's her name?
Jenna.
Maybe. Val was Val on last time?
Yeah.
Okay, Val and Jenna, Derek's gone.
You're naming the old people, Sheila.
I know. I can't even think of the new people.
Emma, Whitney, Lindsay, those are the girls.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Jenna.
Jenna. Yeah. Those are all the girls. The boys are Keto. The one that's married to Emma.
Yeah. Shauna. No. Something like that. Pasha. Pasha? No. Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha. And then the guy that does all the live shows, he's the Hispanic guy.
Yes. And then the mean one, Jeb. Jed.
Oh, you think he's mean?
They've said he's mean.
And who's the other one that was so hot at the live show? The older one.
The old one?
Well, he was not. He's been there a long time. And he usually dances with the old girl. Yes, Artem. Artem danced with Vanderpump.
He's dating Bella, the Bella twin.
Still?
Yeah. She's no longer with John Cena. Because John Cena would never marry her.
Wow. Go Artem.
Yeah. Except for she's dumb as a box of nails.
Oh, well. Maybe that's what he likes.
Maybe. Maybe he'll marry her.
Maybe so. That's what she wants.
I know.
Good times. Well, we got that to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to pee in my pants, so I'm going to have to cut this podcast short.
That would be terrible. Okay.
Well,
don't forget to
subscribe, share, and like. And follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha.
And I am Traha Home.
Good job.
Have a good week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.